on the line now. I have Niall Hatch, a public relations officer, branch officer with Birdwatch Ireland. Good afternoon, Niall. How are you?
Good afternoon. I'm very good, thank you.
Okay. You want the public to help you out with this nomination. Give us the details of what, so people can write it down and give it again at the end.
Oh, absolutely. Well, we're very much looking for the public's help with this. I'm not sure it's something that all the listeners would hopefully be able to get behind for us. We in Birdwatch Ireland, a project that we've been working on in North County Dublin called our Roseate Tern Conservation Project, which takes place on Rockabille Island every summer. It's been nominated for a very prestigious award. It's the Natura 2000 Award, which is all about excellence in conservation and in biodiversity around Europe. Now, it's the first time that an Irish project has ever made it through to the final of these awards, and we need the public to get behind us and vote for it, because one of the categories is called the EU Citizens Award, and that's decided by public vote by people all across the European Union. And we're doing very well in the public vote at the moment. I think we're currently sitting third in it, but it's a closely tied race, and we're in with a good shot here, and we really would love people to get behind this project. So for the voting, if people go to just birdwatchireland.ie, you'll find a link there, and you click on the section to vote. It takes you to a European Union website where you just enter an email address to vote, and then what happens is then you receive an email, you click on the link in the email to verify that the email address is real, and that's a vote counted. Mm-hmm. And there's no spam, no extra details or anything like that. And it really, the whole thing takes about 10 or 15 seconds. And, you know, it's something I think would be great to get people to be behind. We should be proud of these conservation successes that we have in Ireland. To explain a bit about the project itself, the Roseate Tern is Europe's rarest breeding seabird. It's a summer migrant bird. It's only present in Ireland from around May up until around early August. Mm-hmm. September, some of the young ones are still around. And the biggest nesting colony in the whole of Europe is on Rockabille Island, which is off the coast of Skerries. And over the last 29 years, Birdwatch Ireland and the National Parks and Wildlife Service, with assistance from the Commissions of Irish Lights, have run a project out there to put out nest boxes for these rare birds, to warden the colony, to monitor them, to measure the chicks, to check all the different things that are going on in their lives and all the threats that they face. Mm-hmm. And over that time, we've had remarkable success. We brought that colony up from extinction up to last year. We had 1,600 pairs of these roseate terns on the island. This is now by far the largest colony in Europe.
Wow.
It's something that we in Dublin should be really proud of, and we can show that pride by voting for the project in the Natura 2000 Awards. So anyone listening to this, you can play a role in this, you can help us big time.
Indeed, and as well as that, and support you and all the work you do, it's all to do with the environment as well as with conservation of life of birds and any other animals.
Yes.
As well.
It is, and you know, the benefits are enormous, not just for the roseate terns, although they're the main focus for the project, but there's benefits for all sorts of other creatures nesting on the islands too. So we have common terns and arctic terns there, we have kittiwakes, we have black guillemots, we have lots of monitoring then that goes on in the sea around Rockabille, and then nearby colonies of other seabirds like Ireland's Eye and Lambay and all of these places too. So it's all about the Dublin marine environment, and in a way the roseate tern is the real flagship species for that. But of course you can't just protect one species alone in isolation. You do that by protecting the whole ecosystem that they depend on, and then we humans benefit as well because we depend on that same ecosystem too. So it's something we should be really proud of here in Dublin, and it's been a long, hard slog. It's taken 29 years for us to get to this point. It's like a flash in the pan. It's not overnight success.
Yes, yeah.
Many years of hard work.
Indeed. And just you mentioned there, the Rockabille, you said it was off the coast of Skerries. Is it a big island?
No, it's a very small little island, actually. It's like it's actually two separate islands, but very close to each other, the Rock and the Bill.
What would the attraction be for the tern? Any idea? Well, I know it's hard to know.
It's the isolation.
Okay.
So it's about 8 kilometres off the shore. If you're in Skerries and you look out to sea, you can see the lighthouse in the distance. And that's where our wardens live, in the old lighthouse keeper's accommodation that's on the island there. But the island itself, it's very isolated. So there's no ground-based predators. There's no rats, there's no foxes, there's no mink, no stoats, none of those out there on the island. It's too remote. So they're very protected. They nest on the ground there, and they can be there in big numbers. And they really thrive there now because of the management that we do at the site in Birdwatch Ireland. We put out nest boxes for them that are on the ground. They're not like the nest boxes you might have in your garden for a blue tit. They're bigger than that. They're made of marine plywood. They go on the ground, and they're big open front on them, so the birds can go in there and lay their eggs. And then, especially importantly, the chicks then are sheltered from storms, from bad weather, and it does a lot to increase their productivity. We also manage the vegetation on the island. So the island is covered with a plant called tree mallow, and roseate terns like to nest underneath vegetation cover as well, but they don't want the vegetation to be too high.
Okay.
So we have to trim that down each year to make sure it's the optimal height for the birds. And we also then have to protect them from danger. We also protect them from unauthorized people landing on the island, for example. It's a completely protected area. There's an exclusion zone around the island so that people, so boats and so forth, can't get too close to it. This has been a remarkable success. You know, often I've come on your program talking, you know, about doom and gloom and all
yes,
the things
yeah.
going wrong, and there is a lot going wrong, but the fact is this is a nice, happy story where everything's going right. So it's good news for a change.
Well, it's good news. It's good news because yeah. of the work of Birdwatch Ireland, there's no doubt about that, and with all the support you get from the public, and that's what people that do support you can feel very proud today with all the success of this. Incidentally, would they have become extinct in Ireland without your support? Would they, you know, without all the
sand? I think they would indeed, absolutely. And then what's happened is, so this is by far the biggest colony in Ireland, but there are other colonies now that are becoming established because of the success of Rockabilly. So there's a good colony at Ladies Island Lake in Wexford as well, a small colony in Dalkey in South County Dublin. But importantly, what's happening now, the Rockabilly birds are dispersing, and they're now populating colonies in places like Northumberland in England, also places like Brittany in northern France, and a few small colonies in Wales too. So Rockabilly has become almost a rosy-turned production factory that's repopulating all of Europe with this species. And that's what these Natura 2000 awards are all about. It's a conservation act that have had an impact on a Europe-wide scale. Things that have really changed the face of conservation and of the environment at a European Union level.
Mm-hmm.
And this is one of the projects, one of the few projects in Ireland that actually does that. You know, it really punches above its weight, and what's been achieved has been remarkable. It's something that especially people around Dublin should be really proud of, because Dublin is now the best place in all of Europe to see and to find this wonderful bird, the roseate tern, and it's one of the most important sites on the whole planet for them.
Yeah, and I think it sort of reflects as well and resonates that the work that you do, the animals show you back that the work that they can do, so conservation and preservation and all to do with our environment, it can all be brought into this of everybody working together, animals and humans.
You're absolutely right, and the fact is, you know, it's something that all of us have a role to play in. It's something that affects all of our lives. So even if you're listening to this today and you don't think, well, how does an island off the coast of Dublin, how does that affect me and what goes on there? It affects in a big way. It's all to do with the water quality we have, the population of fish that these birds feed on, and how that supports the ecosystem. And also it's the attention that it gives to the importance of natural heritage and then these natural history issues. Because one of the things is that, you know, we're hoping that if we do well in this competition, if we were to be lucky enough to win the award, it focuses attention on what nature means to Irish people and how important it is to us. Because I think sometimes our politicians and our decision makers, they don't really understand that there's a lot of people out there who are really passionate about wildlife and about nature, and who wish that our government would do more to step up to protect it and to conserve it. Well, here's an example where Birdwatch Ireland, in partnership with the state agency, the National Parks and Wildlife Service, have been doing just that, and they've been doing remarkable work. And what we'd like to do is we'd like them to be able to send a clear message to the government. Well, the Irish people demand more of this. This is actually really good for our country. It's good for our international image as well. If we were to win this award, I mean, as I said, it's the first time an Irish project has ever even made it through to the final. If we were to win, the benefits for tourism, the benefits for Dublin's green image, they'd be incalculable. It'd be absolutely enormous. And as I said, literally every person listening to us right now can play a role in that. Just go to birdwatchireland.ie, click on the link that's right there prominent on the homepage of the website. You just click on that. It takes you through to a page where there's a red button at the top. You click vote now. Mm-hmm. Enter your email address on the next page. It then sends you an email. You click on the link to prove your email address is real and that you're a real person, and that's your vote registered. And when I say it takes about 15 seconds, I'm not lying. It really takes 15 seconds. And if you get your friends and your family to do it too, we can win this. Dublin can do it.
Okay, and how long have people got? What's the closing date for it, Niall?
The closing date is actually the 22nd of April, so another month or so to go on that. So there's still plenty of time, but we want to get out of the blocks nice and early. We want to get to, you know, a good lead on that, to get as much buzz going around this as we can, because, you know, there's some other very, very worthy and very, very good projects involved, and there's another 24 projects nominated from around Europe, and they're all extremely good. But if people look at the website and you'll see the good that those projects are, I genuinely think that Rockabilly Island deserves to win. I think that what's been achieved there, through my colleagues here in Birdwatch Ireland and the National Parks and Wildlife Service, what's happened there? You know, we're just a small NGO and a charity. You know, we're not a government agency ourselves, but we've achieved in that 29 years. We can really hold our heads high and say this is actually a flagship European conservation project. It deserves to win a Natura 2000 award.
Well, I think it, as I say, it resonates as well with people, because every year at Bloom, all around your stall, it's always packed with people asking questions and also. Yeah. Giving great support to you, and incidentally, with all the work and with the competition there now, Niall, with the birds travelling far afield, like you said, France there and parts of Northumberland, do you liaison with other bird watch across Europe and say, look, this is what's happening, or do they get in touch with you and tell you what's happening? How do you get the information of where they are?
Oh yes, we very much do that. Yes, indeed, we have very good connections with conservation organisations, both in the European countries where the roseate terns breed, but then also in the African countries where they spend the winter. So right now these roseate terns are making their way up from the coast of Ghana to come to us here in Ireland. So it's this whole migratory flyway that you have to protect this bird and look after it. And Ireland really is leading the way there. So what's actually happened is now in the last couple of years, we've actually come on board with it with a special European project funded by the European Commission under a project called Life Plus. And that is bringing in partners in the UK and one particularly in England called the RSPB. There's one then in North Wales and another organisation then in Brittany doing the French leg of things. And we're all collaborating, and basically we're teaching them the techniques that have been so successful for us on Rockabilly. Mm-hmm. Because we want to diversify. We want to have as many of these birds at different colonies around Europe. Because although Rockabilly is doing very, very well, the expression, you shouldn't put all your eggs in one basket.
Indeed.
All your eggs on one island, maybe,
yes,
very true.
Yeah.
Imagine if an oil spill happened, or if there's some sort of disaster, that could really badly affect the entire European population at Rockabilly. Mm-hmm. So we want stable colonies all around Northern Europe.
I'm just looking at
it. Can still thrive.
Indeed, and continue. Congratulations, great work. I'm just looking at a picture of one now. Beautiful, beautiful bird with like a black helmet on it. It's absolutely gorgeous looking.
That's it.
It's beautiful.
They are beautiful. And if you go to the birdturn.ie and click on the voting link, you'll see some photographs of the roseate terns there. It's maybe not a species that many people will be familiar with, but as you said, it's very beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
It's a sort of medium-sized bird with a black cap on the head, like a black helmet.
Indeed, yeah.
They have a black beak, with sometimes a little bit of red at the base as the summer goes on. The rest of the bird is ghostly pale with a long forked tail and big long tail streamers. It's a bit like a large white swallow in that regard. In fact, terns used to be called sea swallows because although they're not related to swallows, the body shape is very, very similar. And there's five species of terns that breed in Ireland. The roseate tern is the most important from an international perspective, and it's called roseate tern because all the other terns are very white below, but the roseate tern in the summer gets a lovely rose colour, like almost like a salmon pink on the chest.
Wow.
It's a really beautiful bird. Most people probably wouldn't be familiar with it, but if you see the pictures of it, you'll probably fall in love with it.
Beautiful. And just before I let you go, I can't let you go now, and I probably could be completely wrong, but am I right in congratulating you on 50 years?
Thank you very much. Yeah, indeed, thank you very much. Yes, Birdwatch Ireland was founded back in 1968. This is our 50th anniversary. Our original name was the Irish Wild Bird Conservancy, which is quite a Victorian, old-fashioned name. So that was changed a few years back to Birdwatch Ireland to give a better impression of what we do. We have a lot of people who are involved in bird watching, but also the main thing we do is keep watch on the bird populations. We have teams of scientists and researchers who keep an eye on this. And thank you very much. It's a landmark year for us now, and we have lots of celebrations being rolled out.
Wouldn't it be great, Niall, to celebrate with a win in this competition? Wouldn't that be something on the 50th year?
That really would be the icing on the birthday cake for us. We would love that. And as I said, as I keep saying, and you can hear that I really mean this, all of the listeners right now can do this. You go on your smartphones, you go on your laptops, go on your desktop computers, just get in and vote. birdwatchireland.ie. It will only take you 15 seconds, and it will make a difference.
Okay, well, I tell you, optimistic, I think that you have a great chance of it. And as I say, it'd be a great way to celebrate 50 years. But thanks for talking to us again. I hope to be talking to you again, Niall. And
great, congratulations. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.